Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yes, indeed. Get those car care questions ready for ASE certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning, Denny Long.
How are you doing, and do you have a good week at Lloyd's?
I am doing very well, thank you. And yes, we did have a very good, busy, productive week at Lloyd's.
And that's kind of the way it goes every week at Lloyd's,
I guess. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Thank you.
See, I want to advise our listeners that, yes, we do have phones and we do have text availability if you have any kind of a car, truck, or van issue. And keep in mind, Dan will be with us for about another 30 minutes or so. So don't wait. If you have any kind of a car care question, send it by text or phone. Again, and rest assured that your text question does come through. You may get an answer like, CCO doesn't understand what you're saying. Well, disregard that because it is working. I think it's the reply thing that the company, whoever runs the the text end of it, has those issues. But rest assured, we do receive your text questions. Here is the number for either your phone call for Dan or text, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. While we're awaiting those, Dan, I wanted to ask you something, and I know once in a while we'll get a question about electric cars from our listeners, but do you and your crew work on electric cars, and how often?
We do work on electric cars, and I think we work on them, you know, compared to the number of internal combustion engine cars that are on the road, we probably work on them a fair amount. Mm. There aren't many on the road yet, and the ones that are on the road are pretty new and still under warranty. But just last week, we actually did a brake job on a Tesla. Mm. So, and interestingly enough, the parts were readily available on the aftermarket, and the information about the vehicle was readily available. So we got everything we needed, as far as the information and the parts, without it being real complicated. So I was glad to see that it went just fine.
Now, thinking about, electric cars, let's take, for example, the Tesla that you and your guys worked on. You don't have to change oil in that.
Correct.
There's no coolant?
All of that is true. There's less maintenance. I wouldn't say way less maintenance, but there's less maintenance when it comes to fluids and things like that. But, you know, the vehicle still has steering and suspension parts and brake parts and, you know, windows that go up and down and all that sort of stuff. So there's still plenty to go wrong with them. I think to think that they're absolutely maintenance-free is a little bit misleading because it's not quite that good.
What about getting back to the brake job on this Tesla? Is the brake system on that particular car pretty similar? That is, you know, brake fluid, brake lines, the whole thing. Is that similar or the same?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
It's still a hydraulic brake system just like any other car.
All right. Very good. 651-461-9226. Had an interesting text come in a bit ago that I don't think we ever had before. Does motor oil have an expiration date?
It does not. I've never seen an expiration date
either
on it. And I've seen some oil that has been on the shelf in a garage or something for a long, long time be used in vehicles or lawnmowers or whatever. So I think it keeps its quality for a long time.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Here is one listener sent a text. It's a 2003 Dodge Caravan. It's got a rapid blinker, and they've checked the bulbs, and those are good. What could be the issue there?
Well, if it's blinking fast on both sides, for example, and all of the bulbs indeed are good, which sometimes you get a little confused. Maybe the same bulb on both sides is out. And if that's the case, it'll make it blink fast like that. But the other thing that will make it blink fast like that is if the turn signal flasher is beginning to fail. But the other thing that will make it blink fast like that is if the turn signal flasher is beginning to fail. It won't stay engaged long enough that, you know, the timing of it is off. And if that's the case, I recommend that you find that flasher before it stops working completely, because once you can't hear it anymore, it gets more complicated to find.
Oh, really?
They're oftentimes, I don't know why the manufacturers always hide them in these obscure places, but they do, and it makes them difficult to find. But one thing that makes it a lot easier to find is if you can hear where they're flashing from and kind of follow the noise. But oftentimes, once you find them, they're very easy to replace. They just unplug and the new one plugs back in.
I remember a million years ago, Dan, when the car was driving, you could hear it. And I think it was like if you open the glove compartment, it would be right there, like real easy to find. Do you remember those days?
I do. Yeah. Well, and oftentimes, years and years ago, they were most often snapped right to the steering column, so they were easy to find then too. But now they're all over the place and pretty hard to find.
They're hidden.
Yeah.
All right, Dan. We need to take a quick break, but let's again invite our listeners. Just a reminder that if you have any kind of a car care question for Dan, text us, or if you want to chat with Dan, give us a call. Same number, 651-461-9226. But keep in mind, Dan will be with us till just ahead of 7:45 before Jack Farrell steps in here. So don't wait. Let's hear your question sooner rather than later. Right now in the Twin Cities, as we head to about 81 today, our CCO temperature reading holding at 66 degrees will be this car care show. Denny Long here, inviting your calls and text messages for ASA certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. And Lloyd's located exactly where, Daniel?
Well, thanks for asking, Denny. We are at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net. Or give us a call as soon as this morning, 651-228-1316.
And we'll get you that number before Dan leaves us this morning, which is close to 7:45. So if you have a car care question, don't wait. Call or text at 651-461-9226. I tell you what, let's go to the phones. Jerry, I think, has been waiting there calling in from Minnetonka. Jerry, you're on CCO with Dan.
Morning, Dan. Say, Dan, I've been racing. I'm 71 years old. I've been racing since I was 16 years old. I race post-doc funny cars. And I've never blown a motor, but I did last weekend. And guess what? Synthetic oil. I wouldn't give it to you, but what is your what do you think of it? Synthetic oil is no viscosity.
Yep. A negative on the synthetic oil. What do you think, Dan?
Well, you know, that's a different application with a race car, and there might be something to that. One thing with the synthetic oil that we've always said, Denny, is that when you go to start it in cold, or you know, when you go to start your vehicle in cold weather, the oil stays thinner. And which is one of the advantages in Minnesota, that, you know, for synthetic oil, and then the long oil change intervals. That being said, in an application like with a race car, the fact that all of the molecules in the oil are the small good molecules, or what we would consider good molecules in a racing application might be bad with the fact that the engine is running so hot and so fast that that could be true. I would not be surprised that synthetic oil doesn't work under those conditions. But for sure, on a street car that you're driving around, the whole world is going to synthetic oil. And I think that that for sure, on normal application, synthetic oil is the way to go.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Interesting interesting call. Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate it. Here's a text that says, Dan, what are your thoughts on seafoam gas additives? My neighbor swears by it, and my son says it's bad for the engine.
Well, I don't think it's bad for the engine, for sure. I'm not sure it's necessary, but, you know, there's an awful lot of people that do swear by the additives and, you know, think that it takes a good motor oil and or gas. It takes good motor oil or gas and makes it better. And that could be true.
What does it do?
Well, my contention has always been that the vehicles are manufactured and engineered using the oil and fuel that's available and that the manufacturer recommends. And so I've always found that seems to be satisfactory. I don't think that I've ever needed to do anything more to the oil or fuel. And for example, the, you know, all gas and oil has cleaning chemicals in it, a whole bunch of additives, preservatives and things like that. And the additional additives most often just add more of that to the motor oil and to the gasoline. And so I probably agree that it makes it better. Whether it's necessary or not, I'm not sure.
Yeah. Interesting. Thank you for that text. Here's one. Can a hole in an exhaust pipe be taped as a cheap solution? Is this something a mechanic will do?
Well, I won't tape it, you know, because it gets too hot, but and the tape needs to stick and so forth. But yes, we quite frequently will take a sawzall and cut out a section, a bad section of exhaust pipe, maybe a bracket or something where it was welded, rusts off and creates a hole. We will take and cut that section out and weld in a new section of exhaust pipe, and you know, it's as good as new again. The reason that we would do that rather than replace the whole pipe is if the rest of the exhaust is still in good shape. Sometimes the exhaust parts, like for example, oftentimes the manufacturer, the original exhaust system comes in all one piece, and so you can't just replace one piece of it. You'd have to replace the whole thing, which the replacement comes in pieces, but the original one's, you know, all one piece. And so in a case like that, if the vehicle's old and you're trying to save money, we can just cut it out of there and weld in a new piece.
Okay. You mentioned the tool Sawzall, and I'm seeing and hearing more reports of catalytic converters being stolen a lot from apartment complexes, parking lots and or underground or garages. Are you seeing anything yet at Lloyd's with that problem?
Well, we have seen lots of them, hundreds of them that we have replaced over the past, you know, 2, 3, 4 years. Most recently, it slowed down a little bit, which is good news. I think they're making it a little bit more difficult for the thieves to sell the catalytic converters, and the replacement catalytic converters aren't as valuable as the original equipment ones. So maybe they've stole all of their inventory and they're running out of product.
My goodness. 651-461-9226. Again, that's the text number. It's also the phone number. If you want to call and chat with Dan or just send a text like some folks are doing, again, the new number, and it does work, 651-461-9226. Here is a listener that heard us talking about electric cars, Dan, and says, I'm interested in electric cars, but worry about how it would run in our cold Minnesota winters.
Well, that's one of the wrinkles that they're still working on. on the cold days, on the severely cold days with electric cars, the range of the vehicle has not been good. But, you know, that being said, it's people are figuring it out. And, you know, if you commute daily, it's really not a big deal. It's just if you want to, say, for example, wanted to take a trip on a severely cold day, you would have trouble, and that would be a concern for sure. But they're continuing to work on the technology and the and their battery, you know, layout and the quality and makeup of their batteries, and they're continuing to make improvements on that. So, you know, I think you can at least start the thought process of looking for an electric car if you're interested in one. And I would say that, you know, every year they get a little better.
I was reading an article in one of the car magazines about, and they only sell them in Los Angeles and San Francisco, but it, and I think Toyota makes it. It's a hydrogen-run car, only in California. Have you heard, I know you've heard of it, but do you ever see that a type of vehicle to drive? I don't know where you can get the hydrogen.
Yeah, well, I hope so. I mean, I hope that they come up with different solutions to, you know, our climate change and all the things that are going on in the world. And so I hope that there's some innovative and creative solutions. And there always seems to be. It seems like every time there's a problem, eventually the market will drive it to the point where they make a change. And oftentimes it's for the good. So I don't know. I don't know much about hydrogen vehicles. I've heard about them, and I think they start with water actually, and break that down and somehow, you know, turn that into energy. I'm not sure exactly how that works, but yeah, I've heard of it, and I hope they figure it out.
Just put it in that flux capacitor.
Yeah.
All right. We need to take a break. We're going to look at that forecast coming up. We have a few more minutes of the show, and we do have some text messages to ask Dan about. 651-461-9226. That's the Car Care Show here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with ASE certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Dan's with us for a few more minutes. Dan, we have callers, we have texters. Let's see how many folks we can get in before you take your leave. Susan is first up here from Henderson. Susan, what is your question, please, for Dan?
Hi, Dan, and good morning. Certainly enjoy this show.
Thank you.
And I have a 2012 Subaru Outback. Really like it, faithful as everything. Last year, or rather this year, it developed an odor in the springtime. Whenever I would turn on the heater, it would start to smell. So have a neighbor who's a good mechanical, has a good mechanical mind. So took it over to his house. We took it apart, and it turns out that a family of Mises must have gotten under the hood, took the insulation, moved it back to the wheel well, and made themselves a condominium. So after we took out the condominium in the back, what was left of the insulation in the front under the hood, I ripped out because it was pretty much worthless. What do I do now? Do I have it replaced? I checked at the dealership. They said probably 120 part and service. And how do we keep Mises out of cars in the wintertime, even though they're garage kept?
Oh, that's a problem, isn't it, Dan?
Yeah, I think the best way to keep the mice out of your garage is to not give them a reason to be there, which oftentimes is dog food or bird food, seed or something like that. I think if they're not finding what they want in your garage, they'll go away. And as far as what to do with your car, my recommendation would be to, you know, yes, spend the money and put it back the way that it was designed. That insulation under the hood is for noise and heat and things like that. So I would put that back in there. And Denny, we've talked about, in fact, we've had some sponsors on the show over the years of repellent for mice and things like that too.
Yeah, mouse magic is one. Yeah.
Yeah, to keep them out of your garage. And but like I say, I think the best thing to do is take away their food source, and then they don't have a reason to be there.
Yep. Good point. Here is a text that says they were asking about body work. They had a minor accident and they will need a new front bumper. Does Lloyd's do that kind of body work?
We do not do body work. We don't do paint. We don't have a paint booth. And so we do lots of things with the body, like, you know, windows and mirrors and things like that. But when it comes to replacing and painting a bumper or fender, we do not do that.
Okay. 2016 Chevy Equinox, 55,000 miles on it. The question is, can the brake rotors be turned or do they need to be replaced?
You know, I think we talked about this last week, Denny, that the question was, do brake rotors always get replaced with a brake job? And my answer was almost always. Pretty much they always get replaced for two reasons. One is, the brake rotors themselves are built to such a close tolerant, and the brake pads have gotten so hard that the brake rotors actually wear also. So in order to cut them smooth enough, you're cutting so much metal off that they get below the minimum specification and you can't officially use them anymore. And the other reason is the labor costs have gotten so expensive that most of the time it's less expensive to buy a new brake rotor than it is to spend the time to resurface it, even if it was thick enough to still resurface. So I think the best brake job turns out if you actually go ahead and replace the brake rotors.
Okay. Oh, here's an electrical problem here that I know you always like to do your detective work. It's a 2019 Ram 1500. Texter says, I'm seeing problems with the radio. The volume will vary. The station presets sometimes change. Two of the three garage door buttons don't work. I cannot get high beam lights to work. I have checked all the settings and had the radio updated. How much does the radio control on these newer vehicles?
Well, I'm not sure that it's the radio that controls all that, but they all have a common communication line for one thing, that can cause problems like that. And the other thing is, maybe a common module like the body module would be controlling all of those things, and maybe there's a problem with that body module. One thing that we have had, and it's, you know, kind of a long shot, but I would try it. One thing that we've had pretty good success with is disconnect the battery and leave it disconnected for 10 minutes or so, and then reconnect the battery. And it's just like if you turn your computer on and off, it gets rebooted in that process. And sometimes that'll bring it back to life. Not always, but we have had some success by doing that. So I'd recommend trying that first. If that doesn't do it, then you're going to have to bring it into the shop. They'll check the different computers on your car and find codes that are common to the, you know, to what's going on, and make a recommendation, probably replacing one of the modules, like the body module, and that'll take care of your problem.
All right, Dan, I'm getting a signal that it's time to say goodbye till next week. Now, how do we get in touch with you guys at Lloyd's Automotive?
Well, come on over. We're at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call, 651-228-1316.
Very good, Dan. Always a pleasure, and we'll talk 1 week from today.
Sounds good. Thanks, Danny.
Thank you, Dan. Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Get those lawn and garden questions ready in the 8 o'clock hour. Julie Weisenhorn will be with us answering your lawn and garden questions. But ahead of that, coming up in momentarily is Jack Farrell's Wine Chat here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.